Lesson 15, Joseph was sold into Egypt. Purpose, to teach the children that even though we may not always be able to control the things that happen to us, we can control our attitudes. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Genesis chapter 37, verses 1 through 4. Jacob loves and favors Joseph. His brothers hate him. Genesis chapter 37, verses 5 through 11. Joseph dreams that his parents and brothers bow to him. Genesis chapter 37, verses 12 through 36. Joseph's brothers sell him into Egypt. 1 Nephi chapter 5, verse 14. Joseph was sold into Egypt to preserve his family. 2. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Make a set of paper figures representing the 12 sons of Jacob by folding an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper in half lengthwise, folding it fan-like, making a simple drawing, and cutting it out, leaving the arms and legs connected. After you have made 12 figures, fasten them together in a row. Write the names of Jacob's sons on the figures: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Joseph, and Benjamin. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible for each child. B. A pearl and some sand, if they're available. C. Picture 6-16, Joseph is sold by his brothers. Gospel Art Picture Kit 109, picture number 62525, and 6-17, Oyster and Pearl. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Ask the children if they have ever had something small like a piece of sand in their eye. How did it feel? Show the children the picture of the oyster and the pearl, or if available, show a pearl and some sand. Explain that something as beautiful as a pearl can develop from the irritation caused by a small grain of sand inside an oyster shell. Explain that there are things in our lives that can cause irritations, like being hurt, disappointed, mistreated, or misjudged. We can complain, be sad, be angry, or be jealous, or we can have a positive attitude and make the best of the situation. Our actions toward others should depend more on what we want than on what they do. Explain that our attitudes determine our actions. As we learn of Joseph and his brothers, we will see how their attitudes affected them. Review with the children that Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, was Isaac's son and Abraham's grandson, that he had 4 wives: Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, and Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, and that he and his wives had 12 sons and at least one daughter whose name was Dinah. Holding the paper figures in your hand, pull them out one by one while you name the sons, emphasizing Joseph's name and position in the family. Or you could list the names of Jacob's sons on the chalkboard. Scripture account. Using the picture of Joseph and his brothers at an appropriate time, teach the children the account from Genesis chapter 37 of Joseph being sold into Egypt. 4 suggested ways to teach the scripture account. See Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discuss with the children how the attitudes of Joseph and his brothers affected their actions. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. How old was Joseph when he received his special coat? Genesis chapter 37, verses 2 through 3. When Joseph's brothers saw that Jacob loved Joseph more than he loved them, how did they react? Genesis chapter 37, verse 4. What do you think it means that the brothers could not speak peaceably to Joseph? When other people have possessions, talents, or attention that we would like to have, how can we avoid feelings of jealousy or dislike toward them? What did Joseph dream? Genesis chapter 37, verses 5 through 9. explained that obeisance means to bow down before a superior to show deep respect. How did Joseph's brothers and father feel about Joseph's dreams? Genesis chapter 37, verses 10 through 11. What was Joseph's response when his father asked him to travel over 45 miles to Shechem to find out if his brothers were all right? Genesis chapter 37, verses 13 through 14. What can we learn of Joseph's attitude when he continued his search for his brothers even after they had gone to Dothan? Genesis chapter 37, verse 16. In addition to his willingness to serve, he showed persistence and obedience in going at least 12 miles further to complete his assignment. When Joseph's brothers saw him coming in the distance, what did their attitudes of jealousy and hate lead them to do? Genesis chapter 37, verses 18 through 20. Explained that to conspire means to secretly make a plan against someone. Which brother tried to help Joseph? Genesis chapter 37, verses 21 through 22 and verses 29 through 30. Explained that Reuben planned to come back secretly and remove Joseph from the pit. When Reuben found Joseph gone, he tore his clothes as a sign of sorrow. How did the brothers deceive their father about Joseph? Genesis chapter 37, verses 31 through 33. How do you think Joseph's brothers felt after they got rid of Joseph and caused their father pain? How would you feel if you were unjustly treated as Joseph was? How can attitudes of hate, jealousy, discouragement, and resentment be harmful? Explain to the children that they will continue studying about Joseph in the next two lessons. And they will learn that even though Joseph had many trials as a servant, a prisoner, and a great leader, he always did the right things with the right attitude. See Enrichment Activity number 3. Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Have the class dramatize the story of Joseph being sold into Egypt. You may want to use a few simple props such as a robe, 20 coins or something to represent the coins, a piece of cloth, and so on. Prepare slips of paper from the scripture story such as the following, or have the children read the account directly from the scriptures. Joseph, I dreamed we were binding sheaves in the field, and my sheaf arose and stood upright, and your sheaf stood around about and bowed down to my sheaf. Brother 1, will you really reign over us? Because of your dreams, we hate you even more. Brother 2, look, the dreamer is coming. Let's kill him and cast him into the pit. Reuben, we shouldn't kill him. It will be enough to cast him into the pit. Judah, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. That way we will get money for him and we won't have his blood on our hands. Brother 3, we will kill a lamb and dip Joseph's coat in the blood. Brother 4, we will show it to our father and tell him we found it. Jacob, it is my Joseph's coat. A beast has killed him. 2. If a lemon is available, bring one cut in thin slices for the children to taste. Then explain that we can make the lemon less sour by adding sugar and water to the lemon juice and making lemonade. Share the following quotation by Elder Hartman Rector Jr. Joseph was sold by his own brothers as a slave and was purchased by Potiphar, a captain of the guard of Pharaoh. But even as an indentured servant, Joseph turned every experience in all circumstances, no matter how trying, into something good. Joseph, although a slave and wholly undeserving of this fate, nevertheless remained faithful to the Lord and continued to live the commandments and made something very good of his degrading circumstances. People like this cannot be defeated because they will not give up. They have the correct positive attitude. And Dale Carnegie's expression seems to apply. If you feel you have a lemon, you can either complain about how sour it is, or you can make lemonade. It is all up to you. From Conference Report, October 1972, page 170, or Ensign, January 1973, page 130. Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 through 4. See also Genesis chapter 37. 3. Help the children understand and memorize one or both of the following scriptures. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken heart drieth the bones. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans chapter 8, verses 28. Write on the chalkboard or make a chart of the first letter of each word to be memorized. For example, make the following chart for the words in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A, M, H, D, G, L, A, M, B, A, B, S, D, T, B. Point to the letters as you repeat each corresponding word. Repeat it a few times and let the children repeat it as they are able. Before long, they will not need the chart. For additional ideas on memorizing scripture, see page Roman numeral 11 in Helps for the Teacher. 4. Ask the children what they might do in the following situations if they had a poor attitude and what they would do if they had a good attitude. A. You have moved into a new neighborhood and you're worried that you will not have any friends. B. Your little brother ate a treat that was yours. C. Your school teacher is often cross with the class. D. You are sick and cannot get out of bed. E. You have a hard time understanding your homework. 5. Share the following counsel on attitudes by President Howard W. Hunter. I want you to know that there have always been some difficulties in mortal life, and there always will be. But knowing what we know and living as we are supposed to live, there really is no place, no excuse for pessimism and despair. I hope you won't believe all the world's difficulties have been wedged into your decade, or that things have never been worse than they are for you personally, or that they will never get better. I reassure you that things have been worse and they will always get better. They always do, especially when we live and love the gospel of Jesus Christ and give it a chance to flourish in our lives. From An Anchor to the Souls of Men, Ensign, October 1993, page 70. 6. Have the children say the 13th article of faith in unison. Explain that this article of faith tells what attitudes we need to have to be happy. 7. Review the story of Joseph with the children. You might want to show portions of the video Joseph and His Brothers, number 53152, which contains the complete text of the King James Version of Genesis, chapters 37 through 50. You might also encourage the children to watch this video with their families. 8. Sing or say the words to I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 78, or Choose the Right Way, Children's Songbook, page 160. Conclusion. Testimony. You may want to testify to the children that through our faith in Jesus Christ, we can have a good attitude, which will help us make the best of every situation. As we do so, we will be much happier and be able to do good rather than be depressed, lacking the energy and desire to accomplish worthwhile things. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Genesis chapter 37, verses 18 through 36, as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 15. Joseph was sold into Egypt.